Helping to understand the meaning of this present time, and with an awareness of the urgent need to share the gospel with this troubled world today, we're cautioned to be sure, to be very sure, that our hope is built on nothing less than the foundation of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. To enhance our appreciation of what it means to be called by God, this morning we're taking some time to reflect upon the call of Jeremiah that we heard about in chapter 1, the verses 4 to 10. I'd just like to restate that call because it's so powerful. I want to share at this time. This is from the Contemporary English Bible. And in this reading, it's Jeremiah who's speaking. The Lord said to me, Jeremiah, I'm your creator. Before you were even born, I chose you to speak for me to the nations. I replied, I'm not a good speaker, Lord, and I'm too young. Don't say you're too young, the Lord answered. If I tell you to go and speak to someone, then go. And when I tell you what to say, don't leave out a word. I promise to be with you, to keep you safe. So don't be afraid. The Lord reached out his hand, then he touched my mouth and said, I'm giving you the words to say, and I'm sending you with authority to speak to the nations for me. You will tell them of doom and destructions and of rising and rebuilding again. Along with that contemporary English version rendition, I was particularly impressed with the response from Jeremiah in another translation of Jeremiah 1, verse 6. It reads this way. Jeremiah once again is speaking and he says, oh no Lord, look at me. I'm not a public speaker. I'm only a youth. Oh no Lord. I think that most of us can probably resonate with something of that sentiment. It's easy to think when something's asked of us, well, I'm not up to it. Because of human limitations, Lord, I can't do it. But God often has other ideas. And that was certainly the case with Jeremiah. God called Jeremiah to be a prophet. We heard a bit about that in the sharing with the children. So, that being the case, human excuses were not allowed to negate the call. It was not going to be an easy calling because Jeremiah was charged with telling it like it is, sometimes in quite confronting terms. For this reason, Jeremiah has sometimes been called the gloomy prophet. Not a very encouraging sort of a title, the gloomy prophet, but his job was to speak it out, tell it like it is. But remember, in his confronting words of judgment, they were words from the Lord. And that being the case, they were often tempered with hope. Judgment, but hope. Not judgment, despair, judgment and hope. Whatever the circumstance, demanding or not, it can come as a shock to be called by God. When I was with the West Mackay congregation, Uniting Church congregation, some years ago, I was called to be the camp leader for a children's camp at Cool Palms near Airlie Beach. The theme of the camp was God calling. The children's activity book that we used at that time had I thought, a very interesting illustration on the front cover. It showed a phone there, ringing and ringing and ringing, and when the little cartoon character answered, there was a booming voice coming through saying, God calling. The response from the shocked cartoon character was something a little more subdued. Wrong number. I guess that that might be indicative of how we sometimes handle God moments in our lives. The call we receive may be booming. On some occasions, it might be just about crystal clear. But our response can sometimes be elusive and evasive. As an expression of our faith, all of us who share the name and the grace of Jesus Christ are called people. Called people. Some time ago, a friend of mine gave me a book by Gordon MacDonald. It's called Ordering Your Private World. It draws a marked contrast between being a person who is driven and a person who is called. A driven person is one controlled by obsessions, maybe even neurotic compulsions, while a called person operates from a perspective and from a purpose and has a very real sense of what that's about. Let me share just a couple brief paragraphs from this book. And this is what it says. It is this quality of certitude for which we seek when we compare driven persons and called persons. Driven people are confident that they have the quality as they forge ahead, but often at the time when it is least expected, hostile moments conspire and there is a collapse. Called people, on the other hand, have strength from within, perseverance and power that is impervious to the blows from without. Called men and women come from the strangest places and carry the most unique qualifications. They may be unnoticed, the unappreciated, and the unsophisticated. Look again at the men Christ picked. Few, if any of them, would have been candidates for high positions in organized religion or big business. It was not that they were unusually awkward. It was just that they were among the ordinary. But Christ called them, and that made all the difference. Rather than always being driven by their compulsions, some people are drawn towards the beckoning hand of God the Father. Such calls are usually heard within an ordered private world. So, just reflecting on that, as for us, we are invited to avoid being driven by compulsions, religious or otherwise, or being, driven by any neurotic tendencies that we may happen to have. Rather, we are called by the liberating power of the gospel. And what a call that is. We are called to the most urgent mission possible because it's God's mission, God's intention for the world. We are called to be Christ's people wherever we go and in whatever we do. So in these terms, I guess it's reasonable to say that there is no Christian without a vocation. We're all called to a God-given purpose. For we are all agents of the mission which Jesus launched when he walked this earth proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. It is therefore appropriate for us to realise afresh that no Christian is exempt from this foundational calling. We sometimes tend to think that a calling is, somehow being set apart from the rigours and demands of this turbulent world, sort of like going into a monastery or something like that. And there's no doubt that a person can be set apart for a particular purpose, with some of the demands of everyday life being given a secondary place, and to that end there may be a special focus that will come to the fore, and that will be a very necessary one and a very helpful one. But a calling can also mean to be called to new dimensions in our everyday experience. You might remember in the Gospel that Jesus said, it's recorded in John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, "I have come in order that you might have life, life in all its fullness." So what does it really mean to experience life in all its fullness? What are the marks of being called people? But that's what we are. Certainly it will mean that the impact of the gospel will be discernible in our lives. In the words of the popular Christian song that we often love to sing, they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. In other words, by our relationships, by the way that we get on with people, by the things that we do, they'll know. They'll just know. To be called people will mean that we depend upon Christ as a foundation in the faith and on the Holy Spirit as the one who empowers us for the living of the Christian life. To be called people will mean that we are faithful to the witness of Scripture and attentive to the traditions delivered to us by the apostles and by the mothers and fathers of the faith. It will mean, in corporate terms, that we will be a welcoming church, giving effect to the inclusiveness of the gospel. For those who follow the suggested readings in the lectionary, not so long ago the lectionary invited us to explore the calling that was pondered by the parable of the Good Samaritan, raising the question about how does one become a Good Samaritan when confronted with situations of need? As good Christian citizens, we are encouraged to compassionately engage with and to enrich the ongoing life of the local community. So in terms of being here at Mudjerabar, to have a mind to engage with the gospel first and with the community, and to really work on that interplay between the two. Now, you might remember in the early stages of this time of meditation, I suggested that to be called by God can be a bit of a shock. Yet it is one of the most surprising and awesome things that can ever happen to us mere mortals. You see, a sense of vocation is remarkably fulfilling. To be personally selected and asked to faithfully do a task by the Creator of this immense, intricate universe, it's the highest honour. It's the deepest privilege. And at times it's the heaviest of responsibilities. I want to conclude our time of meditation this morning by mentioning an illustration that was given in a sermon that was preached by a famous 20th century preacher who came from London City Temple, and his name was Dr. Leslie Weatherhead. And it's from a sermon that he preached when he came to Australia. He was visiting what's now known as St. Michael's Uniting Church in Collins Street in Melbourne. And this is just one illustration, and is interested that a visitor from London should be tuning in with the local scene in Melbourne. This is how it went. Leslie Weatherhead told the story of a cleaning lady coming from her duties at the end of a long night shift. She was bone tired, as we might say, from cleaning city offices in central Melbourne. He spoke of her leaving the last premises of that duty list and heading off along Flinders Street to catch the train home. Although weary and really worn out from her work, she walked with a firm step, for she was one of those special people who really believed that she was Christ's person in those many offices where she spent the long hours of the night. As always, she tried to do her very best, and it was offered for men and women that she was never even likely to meet. She was Christ's person in that job, and she always hoped to honour her Lord by doing her very best work. As she encountered the hordes of people disgorging from the public transport system to start the work day, many of them impatient, sour, grumbling, she held her head high. And she went home with dignity, the dignity that only God in Christ could bestow upon her, because she knew she was a called person. Maybe she was often unnoticed, maybe she was often unappreciated and regarded as unsophisticated, yet she was invaluable. Like Jeremiah and all God's faithful through the ages, she was called to be God's person, expressing her calling through her dedicated cleaning, because that was her role, that was her place. That's where she wanted to love and serve her Lord. You might remember there's a special day coming up next Sunday, and on the coming Father's Day, it would no doubt be a similar wisdom to offer concerning those who are called to share the rigours and the joys of parenthood. What a privilege to be the best parent that we can be. And what a responsibility. As an expression of our faith, we who share the name and the grace of Jesus Christ are invited to be called people and to live as called people. Therefore, we all face a profound and challenging gospel question. How will we respond to our calling right here in Mudjerabar? Hopefully the Spirit will enable us to express our special calling with sincerity and with integrity, to do so in response to the gospel, offering worship, witness and service right here in this place, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.